St. Francis was one time in the beginning of his life, just as he was converted, praying in a little church of San Damiano in Assisi. And the Lord appeared to him and asked him, Francis, restore my church, which is falling down in ruins. He thought it was the building of San Damiano, but then he had to go to Rome to get the blessing of the Pope on his new congregation. And it happened that the Pope, the day before that, had a dream. And he saw his cathedral about to topple over and to fall. And this small man, with his arms out in the form of a cross, holding up the cathedral in Rome, his church. And the next day, Francis came in with his little group asking for a blessing. He recognized the little man he saw in the dream. It was Francis. Of course, Francis was ordered to save the church and to work for the reform of the church.
A lot of the questions that are coming through to us this morning seem to be based on his age, and perhaps we're more conscious of that because Pope Benedict stood down on the basis of his age.
If you look at all the popes that have been there in the last 2,000 years, the average time of the pontificate of a pope would be 7 to 8 years. We have been accustomed to ones going up to 25 years, over 26 years, like John Paul II. But that's much longer than normal. It's hard to know how many years he will have. Obviously, he won't have as many as John Paul II, but that doesn't mean he'll have a very short pontificate. If he has 7, 8, 10 years, that's normal.